You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to His Name Ministries TV. We're Brandon and Destiny Brim. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Yes, whether if you're watching us right now on video or listening to us on podcast, we have podcasts available so you can listen anywhere and
anytime.
And it's just amazing what God is doing in the day that we're living in.
Amen.
It's great to be alive and to be a person in faith with God and full of faith.
Yeah.
That's what we are called to be. You know, Jesus says to be on fire, not to be lukewarm, not to be cold, but to be on fire for Him. This is not a religion. Yeah. This isn't something we have to do. It's a relationship with Jesus.
And living by faith is not a group of people or, you know, organization. Living by faith is a lifestyle. It's what the Word of God tells us to do.
It's a lifestyle. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you're not a faith person, you're not pleasing God. And we live for the audience of one. We live for the audience of Jesus. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Fight the good fight of faith. So there's a fight. There might be some enemies to faith. What's the enemy of faith? Doubt, unbelief. If you're full of doubt and unbelief, you're not full of faith. But we are called to be people of faith. And we've been talking about seasons, Destiny. We've been talking about different seasons in life and embracing those seasons and to always be thankful in every season that you're in. That's the key.
That's the key.
To have a thankful heart for the season you're in. And as a person of faith, you're not going to ever have a bad season. You might say, Brandon, you could have told me, you know, I went through a season, this was happening. But when you're a person of faith, you don't look at things like other people look at. Yeah, there might be a lot of things around you. There might be a lot of toil. There might not, your bank account might not have the money it should. There, you have all these bills collecting. But just like what Paul said, he said this, going to Jerusalem, he said this, none of these things move me. He didn't know what was going to wait for him in Jerusalem. He was going there and he makes this statement, none of these things move me.
As a
Christian, we are not called to be moved by problems or situations. Jesus walked in a life and he was never moved by problems or situations. He was moved by compassion. He was moved by what his Father told him to do. But people's needs, people's problems didn't move him. When they cried out to him, it moved him and he worked. But he didn't let things move him. He didn't let persecution move him. We are called, when you're a faith person, you are unmovable.
Amen.
And embracing, we've been talking about seasons and this season of me coming out to California, that was a big season of my life. We talked about how ministry, that wasn't our first priority and how I was trying other things and I was trying to find what the Lord has called me to do. And when I knew He called me to preach and to minister, I knew that's what He called me to do. I was in a season of preparing, preparation. I was in a season of preaching to myself in front of a mirror. And seasons, this is one big thing. In seasons, you cannot go by your feelings.
Or by what people say.
Or by what you see.
Because
people ask you, so what are you doing? And you might not be in the season you want to be in. You know God's called you to be to do this, but you haven't really stepped into that. And you're in the season of preparation. And like we were talking, preparation is never lost time. It's preparing time. You need to always, in every season you're in, always be preparing. And they'll ask you, so what are you doing? And you don't know what to say. But you can't be moved by people. You know what God has called you to do.
My favorite stories, we were at a conference. And one of our friends, her name's Regina, she came up to us and started talking to Brandon. And that was when we first like kind of thought, okay, ministry is our thing. We knew it in our hearts and our spirit. And so she asked Brandon, so Brandon, what are you doing?
And I was in that season, I was in that, I knew the Lord told me about being a minister. I knew it was a call from God. I was going for it. And I was in that season of preparation. And I knew that that word, you know, preparation has never lost time. Mm-hmm. But if you go by your feelings can tell you other things.
Yeah.
Your feeling can say, you should do this, you should, you know, do that. And this isn't comfortable. And is it ever going to work out? Are you ever going to go preach anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I had my faith in God. And she asked me that. And I said, well, kind of like, this is like the first time I ever told anyone, kind of like doing ministry. I feel like the Lord has it on my heart. And she spoke to me and she says, no, you are a minister. Mm-hmm. You're not kind of doing it. You are.
You are.
And that encouraged me. That I am a minister.
That stuck out to us and we still remember that.
Yeah. So that encouraged me. And one thing too, I remember my grandmother talked to me when I was traveling with her for 3 years. And she told me about Jesus. And, you know, we knew about him when he was born and he was until he's 12. But there's 18 mm-hmm. years. They call it the silent years. But in Isaiah, it talks about, so those 18 years, you didn't hear about Jesus. Mm. But it talks about Jesus and how it was prophesying about him. And it says this in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, it says this, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned. So this is talking about Jesus. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. So we need to know how to speak a word to your people around us in a season. Every season, we need to know how to speak a word to them that is weary. We need to always have something to say. We need to have scriptures on our heart, not just to say whatever, you know, but we need to know how to speak a word to someone who is weary.
Mm.
It says this about Jesus. He waketh morning by morning. He maketh my ear to hear as the learned. So it says Jesus, every morning, his Father, God, woke him up
mm-hmm.
morning by morning, 30 years, morning by morning. It says it gave him an ear as the learned. So my grandmother told me, Brandon, you need to ask the Lord to wake you up every morning and to mm-hmm. prepare you and to use you. And I never forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
And that he has given me an ear and I can hear his voice. And then it says this, the Lord God has opened my ear. I was not rebellious, neither turned away my back. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. That's what Jesus is called to do, to die on the cross.
Yeah.
That's a season. And even a preparation season for 30 years. We're talking about that. For 30 years, he was preparing for 3 years of public ministry.
Yeah.
What do you think about that season of Jesus for 30 years? Here he is, the Son of God. He mm-hmm. humbled himself, became as a servant for 30 years. People don't know who he is. They don't know his, you know, besides maybe, you know, his family, but mm-hmm. people weren't running to him. But he was in a season of preparation.
Yeah.
And you think your season of a year is long. Here's Jesus, 30 years for 3 years of public ministry. But it was a season. And the season here, we hear that the Lord woke him up every morning and gave him ears to hear. I want to pray that over you in mm-hmm. your season. I want to encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
The season you're in is just for seasoning. And it's something big is around the corner in preparation. Is never lost time. We live for the audience of one. And we talked about the secret place. Mm-hmm. That's not a season. The secret place is a lifestyle. Living that lifestyle and asking God mm-hmm. right now, wherever you are, to open up your ears to mm-hmm. hear and never, ever be discouraged to mm-hmm. fight the good fight of faith and use your weapon. Use the word of God, the sword of the spirit against the enemy. Guess what? The enemy has been mm-hmm. defeated. People talk about all these stuff going on, the devil this, the devil that. Mm-hmm. He's been defeated. Yeah. Just use the authority that Jesus has won for you. We're not victims anymore, but we are victors through Christ. You are a winner. Jesus has made us a winner. We embrace that and we take that. And know whatever season you're in, you don't mm-hmm. have to struggle and strive. You mm-hmm. trust in God Amen. And fight the good fight of faith.
Amen. We want to encourage you to enjoy your life. Enjoy every day, every moment, your faith in God, and just rest. Because that's what we're learning today, too.
Just rest. Amen.
Because there's things we're believing God for still. you know, our next seasons, our next steps. But in this moment, we're going to enjoy life. We're going to rest in God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay connected with us on our website, hisnameministries.com. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.